Welcome to The Spiritual Rabbit Hole, a podcast with spiritual mediums, Nicole, Kristen, and Glenda.
Join us as we tap into the spiritual realm, explore the mysteries of the universe, and guide you on a journey of self-discovery.
Get ready to open your mind and connect with something greater than yourself. Let's dive into The Spiritual Rabbit Hole.
She always holds that.
Hole. Because ho doesn't this up.
Yeah, we're not talking about spiritual rabbit hoes.
The ho episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Welcome, everyone.
What's up?
Thank you for joining us for today's episode, the 411 on numerology. If you're too young to know what 411 means, Google it.
Mm-hmm. Googly. We're not even going to tell you. We want you to do the work.
You're going to have to look that up. So we want to do a quick recap on our last episode, which was all about astrology. We talked about birth charts, zodiac signs, houses, aspects, angles, all the stuff. So go listen and learn some basics of astrology if you haven't yet.
So today we are talking about numerology. And in this episode, we're going to go over numerology basics, your different life path numbers, and we're going to go over how to calculate all the different numbers. We're also going to touch on how these numbers tie into angel numbers and those messages that come through for you. So it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a lot. Make sure you have a pen.
It's
going
to be a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Get comfy.
So if you don't know what numerology is it's a way of understanding the language of numbers and how they impact our lives. It's like discovering a secret code that can unlock insights into who we are and the paths we're meant to take. In spiritual practices, numerology acts as a guide, help us tap into a deeper meaning behind everyday occurrences and better understand ourselves. Just like the natal chart or the birth charts. So this is just another way. So it's like having a personal roadmap to navigate life's twists and turns, guiding us towards self-discovery and growth.
Absolutely. Numerology is the belief that numbers hold symbolic meanings and vibrations that can influence our lives. It's like a cosmic language where each number has a unique significance. And this idea has ancient roots dating back to civilizations like the Babylonians, Egyptians, and Greeks, who used numbers for divination, predicting the future, and understanding the universe's mysteries. So numerology isn't just a modern concept. It's been around for centuries, and it's woven into the fabric of human history and spirituality.
Yeah, and numbers are kind of the universal language anyway, so it makes sense, right? Think of numbers as more than just mathematical symbols. They're like energetic signatures that resonate with specific vibrations. Each number carries unique energy, which influences the world around us and affects our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. It's like how certain music can uplift us or it can calm us. Mm-hmm. Numbers similarly affect our consciousness and the universe. So when we talk about numbers and numerology, we're tapping into these vibrations and energies, seeking their deeper meanings and how they shape our lives.
Yeah. So each number in numerology carries distinct traits and symbolisms, offering insights into different aspects of life and personal development. Here is a brief overview of the meaning of each number from 1 to 9. So number 1 represents new beginnings, independence, and leadership. It's associated with ambition, originality, and taking initiative. Number 1 signifies the start of a journey and courage to pursue your goals.
Number 2 symbolizes harmony, balance, and cooperation. It's all about relationships, partnerships, and diplomacy. Number 2 encourages patience, empathy, and finding common ground with others. Sorry. Right. I'm laughing at number two.
Yeah.
I have boys.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
I tried to hold back. I tried. I don't know how you're going to edit this or how I'm going to edit this, but let's just keep going. So number 3 represents creativity, expression, and communication. It's associated with joy, optimism, and self-expression. Number 3 encourages you to embrace your special talents and share your creativity.
Yeah, and
why
3.
Why are you laughing at number 2?
Because like, it's taking number, two. Number 2.
Oh. I didn't get the poo part. Got it. Got it. Sorry.
We're on the same page. So number four symbolizes stability, organization, and practicality. It's about building a solid foundation, hard work, and discipline. Number four encourages diligence, reliability, and staying grounded in reality. Number five represents freedom, versatility, and adventure. It's associated with change, adaptability, and exploration. Number five encourages you to embrace new experiences, take some risks, and embrace the unknown.
And number six symbolizes nurturing, harmony, and responsibility. It's about family, home, and caregiving. Number six encourages compassion, service to others, and creating balance. Then number seven represents wisdom, spirituality, and introspection. It's associated with intuition, inner wisdom, and seeking truth. Number seven encourages deep contemplation, spiritual growth, and trusting your inner guidance.
Yep, that's a good one. Number eight, whose favorite number is number? Wait, whose favorite number is number seven? Is that you, Kristen?
It's me. It was always my sports number. And if seven was taken, I would always ask for 77. But I would say it's not 77, it's 27s. So it's like, I'm not 77, I'm 27.
I'm double seven.
Double seven.
And G, is your favorite number eight?
Eight.
Yeah, yep. G's
eight or 11.
Okay. Yours is nine, so, right?
Mine is nine. Yeah, that's so funny. So, number eight symbolizes abundance, success, and achievement. I get why you like that number, G. Mm-hmm. It's about material wealth, power, and manifestation. Number eight encourages ambition, self-confidence, and taking practical steps towards your goals. Number nine, like we said, my favorite number, represents completion, compassion, and humanitarianism. It's associated with endings, closure, and letting go. Number nine encourages selflessness, forgiveness, and embracing the bigger picture of life.
Okay, so you guys got to get a tattoo. Seven, eight, nine.
Oh, yeah. I got to get a seven. Oh, I'm too afraid to get a tattoo. I'll put like a temporary seven on and we can take a picture.
We'll buy her lifetime worth of temporary tattoos. That's number seven.
Just keep reapplying it every time.
You can change the font like every time. Yeah. So you're like, okay, what font you want this time, Kristen?
Because, G, you have they can't see it, but you were holding up your infinity symbol or eight on your hand, right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So I wanted to add with numbers, 3, 6, and 9 are like really special numbers, even amongst numbers, aren't they? Nikola Tesla was always all about them, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
So like, I just wanted to add in, though.
We're going in that direction because that's a whole nother thing.
But it's important to note that they're very important. 3, 6, and 9. And also, like, in Christianity, 3 is a huge one. Jesus was 33 when he died. There's the Holy Trinity. There's 3 crosses.
3 wise men.
3 days. He rose on the third day, right?
Yep.
Your camera says yes.
No, I said he rose on the third day, right?
Yeah, and there was a thumb up.
Yeah, there was a thumb up.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Jesus is like, hey, bring me up, man. So numbers are really big.
That's like the 3, 6, 9 with manifestation, by the way. See, no, yep. Can't go down that hole because then we're going to lose track of all the things. There's too much good stuff to share today.
But it does have to do with numbers.
Yes.
That's why sacred geometry is so big, because it's mathematical too.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. That is accurate.
Just want to throw it out there, okay? Anyway, so you have a birthday number, and in numerology, your birthday number is one of the core numbers derived from your birth date, and it represents specific qualities, traits, and tendencies associated with you as an individual. Here's a brief explanation of each birthday number from 1 to 31.
Don't worry, they're grouped together.
That doesn't sound brief.
We're not doing 1 through 31.
That doesn't sound brief.
Who's going to go? Now, go, Kristen.
Now, listen, this is like based on when you add up your birthday. Like, say you're born on the 10th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 plus 0 is 1.
Right.
Say you're born on the 29th. 2 plus 9 is 11. 1 plus 1 equals 2. You're bringing your birthday number down to one single number.
You always bring everything down to one digit in numerology. It just doesn't sound brief when you say 1 to 31. That's all I was saying.
We got this. We got this.
So number one, birthdays on the 1st, 10th, 19th, or 28th of the month signify independence, leadership, and originality. Individuals with a birthday number 1 are often ambitious, assertive, and have a strong sense of self. I do not have a 1.
I am not a 1.
Mm-mm. Me neither.
Yeah. Good. We got that sorted out.
Well, just to put I'm a 3.
I'm a 2.
Birthday number.
Oh, wait. So
a 2. And G, you're a 5.
5, yeah. Yeah. So birthdays on the 2nd, 11th, 20th, and the 29th of the month symbolize harmony, cooperation, and diplomacy. People with the birthday number 2 often empathetic and value relationships and partnerships. So birthdays on the 3rd, the 12th, 21st, and the 30th of the month represents creativity, self-expression, and optimism. Those with the birthdays number 3 are often charismatic and expressive and enjoy sharing their talents with others.
I'm a 3, and Woo-hoo. So is my daughter. She's also a 3. And my good friend since middle school is also a 3. So number 4 birthdays are those people who were born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, or 31st of the month. And this birthday number signifies stability, practicality, and hard work. And individuals with a birthday number 4 are often disciplined, reliable, and excel in building solid foundations.
That's my little dude.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, birthday number 5, those are people with birthdays on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd of the month. This number symbolizes freedom, adaptability, and versatility. People with a birthday number 5 are adventurous, energetic, and enjoy exploring new experiences. That totally sounds like Eugene. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yep. Birthdays on the 6th, 15th, or 24th of the month represent nurturing harmony and responsibility. Those with a birthday number 6 are often compassionate and caring and prioritize family and community. That's my oldest. And that sounds a little bit like her, for sure. She's all about responsibility. Yeah. So birthdays on the 7th, 16th, or 25th of the month signify introspection, spirituality, and wisdom. Individuals with a birthday number 7 are often intuitive and contemplative and seek deeper meaning in life.
So birthdays on the 8th, 17th, or the 26th of the month symbolize abundance, success, and achievement. People with a birthday number 8 are often ambitious, driven, and have strong leadership abilities. Then number 9, birthdays on the 9th, 18th, or the 27th of the month represents compassion, humanitarianism, and completion. Those with the birthdays of number 9 are often generous, empathetic, and strongly desire to help others.
All right, now we're going to talk about one of the most infamous numerological numbers that people seek out, the life path number. It's a core element in numerology, and it's derived from your birth date, and it offers insight into your life's purpose, strengths, and challenges. It's calculated by summing up the digits of your birth date. So you take your month, your day, and your year, and it provides guidance on career, relationships, and personal growth. This single-digit number is a blueprint for your journey, helping you understand your innate talents and navigate life's obstacles. Understanding your life path number empowers you to live a more purposeful and authentic life, embracing your unique path with clarity and confidence.
So get your pens ready, because we are going to give you the step-by-step guide on how to calculate your life path using your birthday. First, write your birth date numerically, including the day, month, and year. Next, add all the digits of your birthday to get a single number. Then, if the total is a double-digit number, continue adding the digits until you get a single-digit number. Finally, the resulting single-digit number is your life path number, excluding master numbers. So if you get an 11, 22, or 33 at the end, you keep that. You do not simplify
that. Don't narrow that down to a single digit.
Yeah.
So, for example, if your birthday is June 12, 1985, your calculation will be 6 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 5, and that equals to 32. And then you can reduce further and calculate 3 plus 2, which is 5. So your life path number will be 5. You got it? Okay, rewind and listen to it.
You better write that down.
Yeah. This is going to be one you guys are going to want to listen to a couple times because we got quite a few calculations. So now we're going to discuss what each life path number represents. And of course, each life path number is associated with the meaning of each number. If you have life path number 1, you are a natural leader, ambitious and independent. You most likely have a strong sense of self and excel in taking the initiative to pursue your goals. If you have the life path number 2, you're cooperative, empathetic, and diplomatic. You thrive in partnerships and you value harmony in your relationships. Those of you with life path number 3 are most likely creative, expressive, and optimistic, and this life path often produces charismatic individuals who enjoy sharing their talents with others.
If you have a life path number of 4, you are practical, disciplined, and hardworking. If you have this life path, you excel in building strong foundations and thrive in structured environments. So for life path number 5, you would be adventurous, versatile, and freedom loving. Those with this life path embrace change and enjoy exploring new experiences. So life path number 6, you would be nurturing, responsible, and compassionate with this life path number, and you would prioritize family and community, often serving as caregivers and peacemakers.
So if you have life path number 7, you're intuitive, reflective, and wise. Those with this life path seek more profound meaning in life and excel in spiritual pursuits and intellectual endeavors. If your life path is number 8, and you are ambitious, driven, and achievement-oriented, individuals with this life path are focused on success and material abundance, often excelling in business and leadership roles. Life path number 9, you're compassionate, humanitarian, and spiritually inclined. Those with life path are generous and strive to make positive impact on the world.
So those are the life path numbers of 1 through 9, but then there are the master numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Life path master number 11 represents individuals that possess heightened intuition and spiritual awareness. They're often serving as inspirations and guiding lights for others. And those with this life path master number of 11 are called master teachers.
So the next one is life path master number 22. Those with this life path have the potential to manifest their dreams into reality on a large scale using their practical skills and visionary abilities. These are the master builders.
Life path master number 33, individuals with this life path are compassionate and deeply empathetic, often dedicating their lives to serving others and bringing healing to the world. These individuals are referred as the master healers.
So what is everyone's life path number?
I'm 11.
I'm also 11.
I am also 11.
Well, that makes sense for what
surprise,
we want to
surprise,
do.
Surprise. So when you have that master number, you also carry, because 11 is, you could do 1 plus 1 and it would be 2. Mm-hmm. So you could also carry the life path number 2 energy with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny. All of us are 11s.
We are all master teachers.
We're all master teachers. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So you're listening to the correct podcast.
That's right. That is right.
So each life path number carries unique qualities, strengths, and challenges, shaping the individual's journey and purpose in life. Understanding your life path number can provide valuable insights into your true nature and help you navigate your path with clarity and purpose.
All right. So in numerology, there's also a personal year number, and this indicates the themes and experiences that you'll likely encounter within a specific year. Hmm. So calculating your personal year number involves adding your birth date and month to the current year number. For example, if you're born on January 1st, those numbers would be 1 plus 1, which equals 2. Then you add the numbers of the current year, and the year we're currently in is 2024. And those numbers, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4 equals 8. So then you add the number 2 to the number 8, you'll get 10. You want to shorten it down to one number, so 1 plus 0 is 1. So for those of you born on January 1st, the year of 2024 is a personal year number 1. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now I want to figure out mine.
You guys pause and figure out what your year is?
Yeah, I was just because
mine is.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got 4.
Let me see. Do your birth month and the day, and then this year.
So your birthday, your month, and then today's year, right?
Yeah. So I'm a 3. G's a what?
4.
And Kristen's a 5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's hear what each personal year means.
Okay. So personal year 1 is about beginnings and initiating new projects. Personal year number 2 emphasizes relationships, patience, and cooperation. And personal year 3 is focused on creativity and communication.
Yep. And personal year number 4 is building, planning, and implementing systems. Personal year 5 involves change, freedom, and unpredictability. Personal year 6 centers on home, family, and responsibility.
Then personal year 7 is a time for introspection and personal growth. Personal year 8 emphasizes financial and career achievements, while personal year 9 is about completion, reflection, and preparation for a new cycle that will be starting the following year.
I don't know what to think of mine. It's kind of like those could be good or bad. Change, very vague, and unpredictability, very vague.
But there's freedom.
It's true, there's freedom in it. But you know,
freedom.
So like the other ones are like very okay, initiating new projects. Okay, get that. Change and unpredictability. It's hard to pin down.
Well, see, but now let me ask you this. So if this year your year is 5, mm-hmm. last year your year was 4, do you feel like...
Was that right? So I would have been 4.
We're doing a lot of...
Yeah. Okay.
Where do you feel like there's a lot of building and planning and yes. starting of new systems?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. So how about you, G? You said this year is 4 for you?
Yeah.
And that's about... Building, planning, and implementing new systems, which you're actually currently doing a little bit in your personal life, right? We're yeah. talking about that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like last year, which would have been a year 3, was that very focused on creativity and communication?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And for this year, I'm a year 3. Mm-hmm. So this year is all about creativity and communication, which is probably why I've been getting intense amount of ideas.
Writing
that
your
are
book.
Driving me crazy. Yes. Mm-hmm. And last year was all about relationships, patience, and cooperation because I was in my year 2, which makes sense because my spirit guides kept telling me to just rest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So when you're don't just look at your current personal year, mm-hmm. look at the last one or even the last couple behind you, and then look at what's coming next. You can kind of prepare yourself for what the future holds when you look at your personal year. It's pretty cool.
Ooh, change, freedom, and unpredictable. Yeah.
That's why you're sensing a lot of travel next year for you, G.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I'll take that.
See, you can look at that as exciting stuff. Yeah. Like change, mm-hmm. you know, changing from bad things to better.
That's true.
You know, unpredictability can be spontaneous vacations.
I was hoping that's what that meant. Yeah.
Yeah, so make it so.
I will make it so. It's just funny. But yes. No, that's true because I was thinking freedom and I have been wanting to travel more. So I would take that for sure. Yeah. So additional core numbers in numerology is what we're going to talk about next. So addition to your birth number, life path number, and personal year number, several other core numbers in numerology offer insights into different aspects of your personality and life path. The first one we're talking about is the expression number, or also your destiny number. Your expression number represents your natural talents, abilities, and potential in life. You calculate this number by converting each letter in your full birth name into its corresponding numerical value using the Pythagorean numerology chart, then add them together and reduce them to a single digit.
Another one would be soul urge number or heart's desire number. This reveals your innermost desire, passion, and motivations. To get this number, you convert the vowels in your full birth name in their corresponding numerical values using the Pythagorean numerology chart. Add them together and reduce them to a single digit. Another personality number, also known as the outer personality number, it represents the outward expression of your personality. Convert this consonant in your birth name into the corresponding numerical values using the Pythagorean numerology chart. Then add them together and reduce them to a single digit to get your personality number.
Another core element is your maturity number, and this number indicates the traits and lessons that become more prominent as you mature. And it's calculated by adding your life path number to your expression number and reducing it to a single digit. Then you add your birth date numbers, your day, your month, and your year, and reduce it to a single digit. Finally, add both single digits together and reduce it to a single digit. It's very complicated. Yeah. Another one is your balance number, and this number reflects how well you balance different aspects of your personality and your life. Add the numerical values of your initials using the Pythagorean numerology chart and reduce to a single digit to get this number.
So another one is your karmic debt number. These numbers carry karmic lessons and challenges from past lives that need to be addressed in the present lifetime. These are specific numbers that are not calculated, but instead recognized when they appear in your core numbers. Karmic debt numbers include 13, 14, 16, and 19, indicating areas of challenge or lessons that need to be learned in this lifetime. Each of these core numbers provides valuable insights into different aspects of your personality, motivations, and life journey, helping you better understand yourself and your path in life. So by now, you're probably wondering, what the hell is the Pythagorean numerology chart? Just yep. Hang tight. We're going to tell you.
Well, I'm going to tell
you. She's going to handle it. Yeah.
So the Pythagorean numerology chart is a tool used in numerology to assign numeric values to the letters of the alphabet based on the teaching of Pythagoras, a Greek mathematician and philosopher who believed in the mystical significance of numbers. This chart is fundamental to most Western numerology readings.
Yes. So again, have your paper and pen ready. Because here's how the chart assigns the numbers to letters. So number one is assigned to the letters A, J, S. Number two is the letter B, K, and T. Number three is the letter C, L, and U. Four is D, as in dog, M, V.
You mean it's D as in department, M as
M as in motor,
M and then V is for vehicle.
V as in vehicle.
DMV.
So you know what? In Michigan, we don't have a DMV. We have Secretary of State. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they do all of it?
Yeah.
Well, the DMV's not very fun anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It's not at all. I don't Secretary enjoy those memories. I'm glad we don't have to deal with that up here. Anyway, okay. Number five is the letter E, N, and W. Number six is F, O, and X.
What does the hell? What does the fuck say?
F is fox and the rest of it's the same.
Okay. Seven is the letters G, P, and Y. Eight are the letters H, Q, and Z. And nine is the letters I and R. And to use this chart, you convert each letter of a word or your name into the corresponding numerical value, and then you do the calculations, you know, like all the additions and stuff, to arrive at numbers that are believed to hold meaning about your personality, life path, and destiny. Those core element numbers we discussed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We cannot bring up numerology without mentioning angel numbers because they're pretty big. So angel numbers are a fascinating aspect of numerology and are believed to be messages from the divine realm, offering guidance and reassurance on your life's journey. Each number carries unique vibration and symbolism, serving as a sign from angels, spirit guides, or the universe itself. These numbers appear repeatedly in our lives as a form of synchronicity, aligning with our thoughts or experiences to convey specific messages or insights. By paying attention to angel numbers and their meanings, we can tap into the wisdom and support of the divine, gaining clarity, inspiration, and guidance as we navigate life's challenges and opportunities. So obviously we love angel numbers here.
Oh yeah. I mean, just today, it was so funny when my husband and I were driving to visit our son at school. Mm-hmm. 11s. I kept, every time I looked at the clock, it was like 1:11, then it was 2:11. Then it was the only time I looked at the clock, and Rick goes, it's like somebody knows you're going to be discussing numerology tonight.
I love it because, you know, especially if I'm thinking about something that I feel drawn to and then I look at the clock or I look at something in front of me and it's like, you know, 2:22, whatever. I'm like, okay, I guess that's what I'm supposed to focus on. You know, I love it when it, like it says, it's synchronicities, aligning with the things that we're thinking, or somebody suggests something to us like, hey, maybe you should try this. And then you look down at the clock and it's 2:22.
So the most common, one of the most common angel numbers would be 111. This number often signifies alignment with your thoughts and intentions. It's a reminder to stay positive and focus on your desires as your thoughts manifest into reality. It's also associated with new beginnings and opportunities.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
111 is probably what I see the most.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it doesn't always have to just be three. It can be four. It could be five if you're like lucky enough to see five in a row. I mean, like when you're looking at the dashboard, Kristen gets a lot right on your mileage.
Yeah, I do. And I'll take pictures all the time. But recently I saw a car from, I think it was Canada, because they have more numbers, I think, on their license plates. And it was five fives on the license plate. And it was like when I was thinking of something profound. Those are those moments that your angels and your guides are like, hey, pay attention.
Yeah. So our next number will be 222, represents balance, harmony, and partnerships. It's a message to trust in the process and have faith that things are unfolding as they should. It encourages you to maintain balance in all aspects of your life and trust in the support of the universe. 333, that is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. I mean, they're all good ones.
There are. Yeah. Our next number will be 333. This symbolizes spiritual growth, expansion, and connection with the divine. It's a reminder that you are supported and guided by your angels and spirit guides. It encourages you to embrace your inner wisdom and follow your intuition.
Now, when you see 444, that signifies stability, protection, and guidance from your angels. It's a reassuring message that you're surrounded by love and support, even in challenging times, and it encourages you to trust in yourself and the universe. Now, like Kristen said earlier, she saw five, so if you see 555, this represents change, transformation, and personal growth. It's a sign that major shifts are occurring in your life and that you're being guided towards new opportunities and experiences. Embrace these changes with openness and positivity. Didn't you say this is your personal year five?
Oh, yeah. And what's other significant about it is it was five fives.
Oh, that's like mega five energy. That.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Note taken.
There's also 666. And this number is often misunderstood. It is not necessarily negative. It can signify a balance between material and spiritual aspects of life. It's a reminder to focus on harmony and balance in all areas of your life.
So I had 666 come up a ton recently. It was my daughter and my husband went on this 10-day trip to London or England, I guess England in general, with family. And I was really nervous. It was like her first airplane ride. You know, I couldn't go with her. And I, you know how you can do like the flight monitoring things where you can watch the flight. Yeah. Like all these numbers that were supposed to be something else like switched. And it was like 666 was their speed. And then it was, I looked at something else and it told me like it was another 666. There's like so many 666s, but I took that as you're worrying and you don't need to worry. You know, you're letting your fear take over. They're okay. They're taken care of.
Yeah, your focus was too much on them.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I tracked their plane all night. I kept waking up. Okay, where are they now? Where are they now?
I would do the same. Yeah. I would do the
same. It's hard because, you know, I couldn't be with her, even though she's fine with her dad. Yeah. But, you know, your mama bear.
Oh, yeah.
Wants you to be there. So anyway, but if I didn't understand that that wasn't a negative number, I'd be like, holy shit, their planes crashed.
Shitless. You know? Yeah. Ooh, don't put that out there. Bring that back.
Well, they're already home, but you know what I'm saying.
I know, but you don't want to put any kind of like that.
Right. But I know they were taken care of. So.
Yeah.
777 symbolizes spiritual enlightenment, intuition, and divine guidance. It's a message to trust your inner wisdom and listen to the guidance of your angels. It indicates that you are on the right path and aligned with your soul's purpose. 888. G, do you get 888 a lot with it being your favorite number?
Yeah, I do that and nines.
I've been getting a ton of eights and nines just in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Everywhere, three eights, three nines.
Well, let's see what they mean. 888 represents abundance, prosperity, and success. It's a reminder that you are supported by the universe in achieving your goals and manifesting your desires. Embrace opportunities for financial and personal growth.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know what? I have to make note. So have you noticed that all the toll-free numbers are now 888?
Yeah. I've been getting that a lot. Spam callers, 888. I'll take it.
But also, if you look at Walmart, almost always their last two numbers in the price is 88.
Oh.
You ever notice that?
I don't go there very often.
You go to Walmart, the last two numbers. It's not 99, it's 88. You'll notice there's like a theme with the number 8.
I wonder if too, well, you know how they do prices because it's very psychological.
Yes.
So 888 sounds way cheaper, or 88 sounds way cheaper than 99.
Than 99.
Yeah.
But I always get like when I buy food from a grocery, I get they charge me $9.99.
Oh.
So I was like,
oh yeah. So let's see what the nines
mean. Let's see what that means. Yeah. 999 signifies completion, closure, and transformation. It's a message that a chapter of your life is coming to an end and it's time to release the past and embrace new beginnings. Trust that endings are necessary for new opportunities to emerge.
Mm-hmm. All right, KG. So we're saying goodbye to having not as much money and we're saying hello to all the money.
Hey, yes. I kind of want those numbers.
Bring on the abundance.
Start sending me some eights. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So these are just a few examples of common angel numbers and their meanings. Pay attention to the numbers that repeatedly appear in your life, as they may carry important messages and guidance from the divine realm. Yeah, I always get 1, 2, 3, 4 too. So,
oh yeah, those means you're taking the right steps.
I do get that at random times when I'm like, I got this idea for whatever, and it has to do with like my business or something, and that's when like the 1, 2, 3, 4 comes up.
Mm-hmm. So to recognize and interpret these angel numbers in your daily life, you're going to see it in license plates, receipts, phone numbers. Stay mindful of repetitive number sequences and trust your intuition. You might want to keep a journal to track all these patterns and then research common interpretations and reflect on how those numbers relate to your current circumstances. Express gratitude for the guidance that you receive and take inspired action accordingly.
Here are some practical applications for numerology. Numerology can be a valuable tool for insight and guidance across various aspects of life, from your career choices and relationships to personal development. So for your career, numerology can help you understand your strengths, weaknesses, and natural inclinations guiding you toward a fulfilling career life path. Well, and that would make sense for all of us because we feel drawn to mentor or teach. So if we had no idea what to do, we could have looked at our life paths and be like, we gotta teach.
That is true. So the life path number can indicate the type of career that might suit you best, whether it's leadership, collaboration, and listen, I suspect an event or sorry, or creativity. And then expression slash destiny number can suggest the skills and talents you possess that are particularly suited for your certain professions. Someone with a high five might thrive in dynamic environments like sales or travel, whereas four might excel in structures, stable careers such as engineering or law. And then personal year number can also guide you when you make significant moves or changes in your career, like starting a new business or seeking a promotion.
Yeah. So there's lots of ways to use the core element numbers in your career, but you can also use them in your relationships because numerology can provide insights into the dynamics between people and help you improve existing relationships and guide you to new ones. Yeah. For example, your life path number can reveal your compatibility, showing potential harmony or challenges. For instance, life path twos are typically diplomatic and prefer harmony, making them good partners for most numbers.
Mm. Okay.
Make notes, ladies. Okay.
So your soul urge numbers can help you understand what each person desires deeply, which can foster empathy and deeper connections. Numerology can also determine the periods when you are more likely to find success in love or when to work on relationship issues according to your personal year number. Oh, okay. So it would be the one of the numbers that were you're supposed to work on relationships that year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So in the emphasis on relationships, that's your personal year two, I believe. Yeah. Oh, and beginnings, new beginnings. So like new relationships would be like a personal year one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're trying to end a relationship, that might be a personal year nine.
Wow. Yeah. So personal development, numerology can be a powerful tool for personal growth and self-awareness. Understanding your life path number can reveal the life lessons and challenges you are meant to face, which can be great assets in personal development.
Yep, that's right. And your soul urge number reflects your innermost desires and can help align your life more closely with your true self. Whereas your karmic debt numbers can reveal significant challenges or obstacles that you might have brought from a past life. And working through these can lead to profound spiritual growth and healing.
I'm really interested to calculate that one for myself. What am I carrying?
Chris is going to be up all night doing all her numbers.
Once you have five karmic debt numbers.
Don't put that out there. Don't put it out there.
They know I kid. Right, spirit guides? Okay. Personal year numbers can indicate the theme of a particular year in your life, suggesting when to push forward and when to reflect and consolidate. So, Nicole, you were saying you had the number where you need to just be patient and you had to rest a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was irritating the hell out of me.
But that rest probably prepared you for this creative year you got coming up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. So. Absolutely.
Yeah. So using numerology for self-awareness and growth involves understanding your key numerological numbers, like your life path, expressions, and soul urge numbers to gain insights into your personality and life purpose. Here's how to leverage numerology effectively.
So you definitely want to take the time to calculate your core numbers. Your primary numerological numbers reveal information about your life, your journey, your talents, your desires, and your skills. Now, you want to keep track of these, so journal your observations. Reflect on how these traits manifest and influence your choices.
It can also set personal goals. Align your goals with the strengths and paths your numbers suggest. You can also utilize your personal year number. Use this number to determine the best time to take different actions and make decisions each year. So I guess this is my year for maybe being free and traveling. So I'm going to plan accordingly.
Yeah. And then you can meditate on your numbers. Deepen your understanding and internalize the qualities of your numbers through meditation. Incorporate numerology daily. Apply numerological insights to everyday decisions for better alignment with your personal energies.
And don't forget to keep learning. Continuously educate yourself about numerology to enhance your understanding and your application. And also, create positive affirmations. Develop affirmations that reinforce the strengths that you identify through your core numbers.
Mm-hmm. Like we could say, I am a master teacher and I'm creating, I don't know what we would create being master teachers.
Well, with all of us being 11s, we can totally say we are the master teachers and you're listening to the correct podcast.
Yes, that's what we were saying.
That's what we were going to say. And also the fact that, you know, my personal year is about creativity and communication just inspires me more. And just
mine
like
is about
Kristen,
building.
Geez, like getting the foundation and bringing in those eights. Bringing in those eights. And Kristen's getting excited about recognizing that maybe this year is about travel and
freedom.
Change for the better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I guess I'm going
to finish
have
it.
A lot of things.
Is that George Michael?
You can't start that song and
I know, finish it. I was waiting for someone else to finish it.
Freedom. I don't know. There's a couple freedom songs, though, isn't there?
Well, that's just the one I think of every time.
Isn't there like the Aretha Franklin one? Freedom. Okay, I'll stop.
I don't know.
Wait, I'm confused.
I don't know. Anyway, let's recap. Today we talked about numerology and how you can calculate your life path number, your
birthday number,
your personal
year, your karmic debt number.
You're really hooked
that
on that.
That's interesting. That's just interesting. Soul urge.
Yeah,
there's lots of numbers. We talked about the Pythagorean chart you can look at to calculate different numbers with your name. But all of these numbers can help you understand a little more about yourself and your life and where you're going, what's happening in your life right now. They're great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we also have a Facebook group page called Soul in the Voyage. And if you have calculated your numbers, please come and post that up and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We want to know.
Yeah.
We want to know where's the other 11s. I want to meet some master
11s.
Healers. Yes. I want to meet, you know, the master builders. Bring on the fours. Bring on the fives. Let's meet them. Yes. I want to see ya.
We want you.
What are you, Uncle Sam?
And if you're looking for a spiritual community, join it too, because then you can meet other people who are going through similar experiences as you and you can strike up conversations with everybody. Yes. It's great.
Yeah. It's a safe space to discuss all things spiritual. So come on down.
Yes.
Oh, look at now I'm a game show host.
Nothing is too strange of an experience.
Well,
experiences. We'll keep it spiritual. Those, you know, we're going to be like,
it's a private page, so it's a safe space.
Yeah, it's a safe space. If you missed the last episode, go listen because it's all about astrology. Go check it out. We talk about the zodiac signs. We talk about the angles, the aspects, the houses, all the things. And the more you dive into your natal chart, your birth chart, the more you can explore about yourself and learn mm-hmm. about yourself in addition to this numerology. So
yeah.
Access all the resources that we're offering to you. Tap into more resources online and explore more about yourself, because that's what's going to help you grow spiritually, soulfully, and just as a regular human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In our next episode, we will be talking about reincarnation and past life regressions. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for joining us today at the Spiritual Rabbit Hole. Remember, your time with us doesn't end here.
Subscribe to our soulonavoyage.com website for more spiritual resources and services. And remember our Soul on a Voyage Facebook group.
Stay updated on all we have to offer by following us on Instagram at Soul on a Voyage. Thanks for being part of our spiritual community. Peace out.
Love ya.
Bye for now.